We are so back, and I am just talking about the review. It is Dan, Neil and Sean after Liverpool 1, Real Madrid 0. Lots to unpack. Sean, selection-wise, Wirtz for Gakpo is pretty straightforward, I guess, in terms of it being one change, but then how and the way in which Liverpool use Florian Wirtz will come into a lot more over the show. Also things like the pass map, when you look at that on StatsBomb, it clearly shows a bit of a pivot flip with Gravenberch behind Szoboszlai and McAllister. So there's a lot to get into there with Liverpool on the ball and what Liverpool may be expecting from Real Madrid. But all over the show, it's just a fascinating game in loads of ways. It's a brilliant game to analyse. But yeah, from the very start, what did you think when the team dropped?
I wasn't necessarily surprised because I thought he's got one or two options, as needed. He either looks at what happened at Villa and the commitment that he's made for the Villa game and decides, I'm pretty much going to go with a similar setup 11. Or does he look at the situation with Bradley, his hamstring injury last year, backing up City, the fact that Frimpong's injured, and go to arrest him, protect him in a way? What do I do with Robertson? Do I back him up? As we talked a bit about, I think we talked on the last show about Hugo Ekitike's pressing. And therefore, again, with Isak's injury situations, you maybe have to wrap up in cotton wool a little bit. And look, it's easy to say now. I think he makes the right decision. Not for the first or the last time. Neil's stolen plenty of my thunder on the basis of that. I think he hit the nail right on the head, and that the minute the lineups dropped, he beat me to the punch on our WhatsApp group that it's interesting that both sides basically went with two vertical main forwards, but not stereotypically like central